Welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and Mike Snyder on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Greetings, everybody. Welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show. I hope all of you had a nice winter holiday and a happy new year. And now we find ourselves at the beginning of the new year of 2024. There've been so many predictions already offered about this new year. I'm sure you've read or seen many of them. Some are exciting, some are a little frightening. But all we know is that this is a frequency of the number 8. The 8 always signifies as above, so below, merging our divine I'm presence with our human self. So yes, it certainly is going to bring about a little bit more of a time of manifestation, a time of even further surrendering to our divine selves to guide and direct us and to show us which path to take. Now, I find it interesting that Saint Germain at the Hierarchy of Light always wants for us to offer a karmic board event at the beginning of a new year. And more than ever do I feel the importance of this, because the karmic board is a team of ascended masters, God, goddesses, and even divine beings in general, who are assisting humanity at this time throughout the year in manifesting that what is of the highest good and releasing old belief systems that are no longer in alignment with our new heart frequency, and assisting in bringing about those manifestations that truly allow us to anchor our divine purpose here on earth, which really is to embody the Christ love. And more than ever, do I notice that we sometimes tend to think that we are up against everything by ourselves, especially at the beginning of a new year. 2023 was in so many ways a little bit chaotic, a little bit without structure, like a lot happened and very fast, and many of us can't believe that the year's already over. And in 2024, if you just keep reminding yourself that you're not walking the path alone, that you truly have Saint Germain, Jesus, Mary Magdalene, Sarah, and so many other ascended masters and beings of love and light that are working with you to help you maintain balance, to help you bring heaven to earth, and to bring about miracles that support you, and even when a situation seems impossible, to make them possible possible. So more than ever in 2024, I be reminded through this very initial event that sets the tone for the whole year to ask for help, to ask for support, and to also focus on that what we truly in our heart want to bring about, and not worry about, are we going to have enough money for this? Is there a way to do this? Are we going to be provided for to do this? Will there be enough help? Will it even be possible? Can I even let go of what I'm having on my plate right now to make room for whatever it is that my heart desires? And the answer is absolutely. This is no longer a time where we can worry about, is there enough? This is a time where we truly have to remind ourselves that the universe has our back, that our divine I Am presence has our back, and to let go of this belief system that maybe there's not enough for all of us. But instead, live in the knowing that you truly, that we, all of us, are truly provided for at any moment in time, in any situation, no matter how impossible at first that situation seems. So this is a year to remind yourself to do the work, to live your life in alignment with your divine I Am, and together you can bring about heaven on earth for you and for those that you come in contact with. And really, that's what deep in our heart we all want to create anyway. And now, for everyone, heaven might be a little different, might be a different expression of divinity, but still it is all the frequency of love. That's what it's all about. That's our purpose, to choose love over fear, to choose light and express that light to bring about pathways that help us move out of separation and contraction into sacred union with our divine I Am presence and into a place of oneness with all that is. And so I'm, of course, going to hand this over to Saint Germain. But first, Mike is with us too. Hi, Mike. Thank you for being here with us on this radio show again.
Oh, thank you.
And Mike, you want to just introduce real fast our websites and all that?
Oh, sure. So to see what Brigitte offers, her website is www.lightbridge101.com. And if you want to check over to my website and see the music and recordings and stuff that I have over there, that's www.mikesnydercc.com. That's MikeSnyderCC.com.
Thank you, Mike. And how was your start into the new year?
Oh, it's been interesting.
Yes, I think that describes it well. So I invite everyone now to just close your eyes for a moment. Open your heart, because remember, it really is about the frequency of love, choosing that what you want to manifest on earth, what you bring into this year of 2024 through love, not through fear, not through lack, but through the power of love. And for that, Mike has prepared this very special piece of music that is focused on the third ray, the ray of love, to assist you in truly embracing that heart frequency. And as soon as that's done, Saint Germain will talk to you directly and take you to the karmic board. Blessings to you. Greetings, my beloved friends and fellow light workers. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love and compassion that I greet you at the beginning of this new year of 2024. This truly is a time of awakening, of remembering your true divine essence, and holding on to that, to not let yourself be seduced by what might be dramas or the frequency of fear. And there will be much predictions and understandings, teachings that are based on fear. Unless it is a vibration of love, release it, let it go. You truly are an aspect of God Source, the Creator, the Great Spirit of all that is. You have the ability to move mountains if necessary. And most importantly, you are not alone. First of all, there are a lot more of all of you than you even realize and think. And secondly, we're here with you, supporting you on your path of enlightenment. So take a deep breath. 2024 is not a year that should frighten you. You're not going to manifest horrors and your downfall. On the contrary, you've done the work. You've reached a new level of consciousness, and you are ready for this time of accelerated manifestation of heaven on earth. I very much invite you to focus on that, what you truly desire to bring into manifestation. Nothing is too small, nothing is too unimportant. If your heart feels that what you think of, that what you want to have in your life is of the frequency, is of the essence of that, what brings you joy, what brings you happiness, how can it be wrong? It can't come from a place of ego when it is about the vibration of joy, because joy is about love. When you're happy, when you're joyful, don't you think that you're going to bring so much more love and light into the world instead of being sad and angry? That will not bring love and light into the world. Joy and happiness does. So find ways to feed your soul this year, to support yourself, to nurture yourself, to maintain the higher frequency of love, so that everything in your life, the outer, is going to reflect that pure divine inner essence that is you. 2024 is the frequency of 8. As Brigida already said, it is about a deeper connection between your divine self, your divine I'm presence, and your human self. Will there be moments of fear? Certainly. Will there be moments of frictions? Yes. But you've learned now to be willing to be the observer, to simply be aware of what is taking place and to empty yourself out, to breathe out the heaviness, to breathe out the tension, and to be willing to not have the answer until divine inspiration is showing you the way to take. This truly is a time of taking your time. It is a time of taking your time. It is a time of taking in a deep breath and just wait. Don't rush your decisions. Don't rush to step into action. But open yourself up to your feminine aspect, to that receptive side that is willing to move in a different way to your goal instead of a straight line, that is willing to be taken on a detour, and then knowing that this detour will give you much needed guidance and information and experience to make your goal even more worthwhile. So have trust and have faith and live in the knowing that this year is a significant opportunity to further release what no longer serves you and to step into a very new expression of your divine self in physical form. Because have no doubt, you are needed in physical form to anchor the higher frequencies here on Earth on behalf of humanity as a whole. You're here on Earth to be a channel and instrument of us, of the hierarchy of light, to send love where love is needed, to send light where light is needed, to empower where those are who are disempowered. Never underestimate the role as a light worker, as a light bearer, as those who are holding up the torch of liberation, like yourself, what difference you are making. Don't ever underestimate that. You're not simply a drop in the ocean. You hold within you the totality of the ocean, your God essence, and you're peeling off layers and layers and layers every year to let your light shine even further. And so in 2024, let yourself shine from a place of knowing, from a place of faith, from a place of trust, from a place of, yes, being empty, but also being aware and choosing from a place of love and not fear. Don't believe everything that you're being told, no matter where it's coming from. Always fear in your heart. Is this vibration love or is it fear? And then choose accordingly. It is truly as simple as that. You are powerful, powerful creators. And so I'm now taking you to the karmic board to assist you, to support you, to allow you to be carried forward in your life. You do not have to do this path of illumination and enlightenment alone. Absolutely not. We are here for you. And so allow yourself now to be taken on an inner journey that will not only liberate you even further, as it's going to seal your commitment into your auric field, drawing opportunities to you that are going to help you in these weeks and months ahead, but you're also going to receive a level of support that is bringing in a frequency, an alignment, a connection to you, to your divine I'm presence in a way that will make it easier for you to stay in a place of love instead of fear. So to begin, take a couple of deep breaths in and out. And with every out breath, let yourself sink deeper and deeper within your own inner self, within your heart's center. And your heart center always has and always will play a significant role for you to harmonize yourself, to recenter yourself, to recalibrate, to nurture yourself. And as you now find yourself in your heart, I asked you to envision yourself sitting in the lotus position, and your whole inner center, your whole inner heart temple is filled with sources of light. For some of it, it will be electric, it will be candlelight, whatever feels right. But now that your temple, your inner heart temple is filled with light, and you find yourself sitting within that light as it dissolves all darkness, all discord, all discomfort, all fears about a new year, about a new beginning, about closing doors and not knowing what the new life is going to look like. And as everything dissolves in light around you, You feel the presence of your divine I am overlighting you, deepening the connection between you and your divine self. And it feels good. It feels empowering. It feels that you don't need to have all the answers. The answers will always be provided to you at the most appropriate time. So take a moment to continue to use your in-breath and out-breath to empty yourself so that the merging between you and your divine I am presence can deepen and you can truly feel the oneness between your human self and your divine self. And together, you are now going to step onto a path of light that is going to allow you to raise out of your body, out of your place of form that you're attached to right now, and just ascend out of your human experience into a higher realm, into the etheric realm, leaving the earth realm behind and simply floating upwards beyond the solar system to a sacred place that you can call the heart of this universe, entering the sacred chamber of the heart of this universe, where you are being greeted by many divine masters, gods and goddesses that are very familiar to you. But the one in particular that is stepping forward to all of you at this time is Mother Mary. Because Mother Mary knows the importance of letting go of the wounds of the past. All of you have had some experiences that created pain in your life, whether it was at an early age or later on, it does not make a difference. But you can truly no longer allow yourself to be defined by those past wounds. So Mother Mary is now going to work on your auric field to help you further release the wounds of the past, to purify your aura, to free yourself, so that when you fully step in front of the karmic board, you're going to be able to speak from a very different place of empowerment. Let this healing take place now. Always remember that Mother Mary is an extension of the Universal Mother, and she is present to nurture you and to support you and to assist you in truly stepping into the new paradigm, and to not let the past define you any longer. As she's stepping aside, awaiting you next, are Mary Magdalene and Jesus. Because just like it is important to let go of the wounds of the past, it is equally important for 2024 to maintain balance between your divine masculine and your divine feminine. You can't live your life without either part of yourself. You need both, the feminine and the masculine. But it is about balance. It is about harmony. It's about sometimes being active and sometimes being passive, sometimes moving in a straight line and sometimes being willing to get to where you need to go through detours. It is about the willingness to listen to your divine I am and to find a place for both parts of you to be expressed in the best possible way. And so Mary Magdalene is here to remind you of the willingness to surrender to your divine I am, the willingness to be in silence and to wait and be patient and to listen for inspiration and to be willing to wait for the appropriate time to give form to this inspiration. Whereas your masculine self is going to assist in giving you that strength to hoard a unique vibration of light. And this light is needed to bring forth a new higher Christ itself into physical form, with you as a gateway, with you as a portal that gives birth to that higher consciousness. Let them now hold you, one on each side, Jesus putting his hand on one side of your heart and Mary Magdalene putting her hand on the other side of your heart. And in their other hand, they are both holding a crystal. Jesus is holding a ruby crystal and Mary Magdalene is holding a sapphire in her hand, infusing the essence also into your heart so that a great transformation can take place and a great powerful harmonizing of both aspects can take place within you now. Allow this to take place now. And now, my beloved friends, you're ready to step in front of the karmic board. Some of those members of the karmic board might be familiar to you, like Kuan Yin, Goddess of Freedom, Lady Nada, and some might be not as familiar to you. Whoever it is that is now stepping towards you, taking you by your hand, is there to support you in 2024, to help you step across another threshold, to embody a new expression of your Christ itself on earth. It is now your opportunity to voice what is your heartfelt desire and vision to be brought into manifestation in 2024. And to ask for assistance, to ask for support, to ask for guidance. And know that as you do that, you will not only receive the guidance, but present here at this time is also our beloved Sarah, daughter of Mary Magdalene and Jesus, who will infuse your heart. It's a new frequency of the paradigm of love that is to be made manifest on earth, to support your unique expression of self, to assist in bringing about a new paradigm of love, peace, and harmony on earth. She will seal that into your heart after you've expressed that, what you envision to be your life purpose in 2024, what it is you choose to manifest, what it is you deeply in your heart fear you want to bring about as a reality this year. Do this now.
Thank you.
Now our beloved Lady Sarah touches you on your forehead, and everything around you dissolves into pure light again. You can still feel your alignment with your divine I Am. But you are now being brought back into your physical body that you left behind. And when the light dissolves as well, you find yourself back in your body, back in your physical form. But you can feel within your energy, you can feel within your aura that things have shifted. You can feel it in your heart, you can feel it in your mind. You can feel the empowerment, the love, the illumination of a higher truth is in every cell of your body. Now that we are with you always throughout this year, please stay in communication with us as we are going to support you every step of the way. I, St. Germain, am always by your side. One call away, I will assist in continuing to transform and transmute any discordant energies that no longer serves you into all-encompassing love and light. Now that my blessings are with you always, I am Saint Germain, and it is done. Namaste.
All right, that wraps up another great show, our first one here for 2024.
Yes, wishing all of you a great start into the new year, and may the love and light from your divine I Am presence guide you every step of the way. Thank you so much for listening, and stay tuned for another radio show, probably for the St. Bridget's event. I think that will be the earliest. All right. Thank you very much. Love you all. And Happy New Year again. And peace out.
Okay. Happy New Year, everyone.